This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Gonna be a rainy Thursday, at least until noon. Be aware of that. A couple of reminders. If the headlights are on, if the windshield wipers are on, you have to have the headlights on. That's state law. And the other thing is no flashes unless you're stopped. I'm getting a lot of complaints of that via the text line, so I thought I'd pass it along. Daniel Erspammer joins us now, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Talk about the legislative session. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, good morning. Doing all right. Two and a half weeks left.
Yeah, raining where you are or not?
Yes. Pouring down uptown.
If y'all see any flooded streets, you can text me in at 504-260-1870. Text it in, and I'll pass it along if you can do that safely. Daniel, first of all, the Pelican Institute, tell me about the Institute and what it does, because ironically, it has nothing to do with pelicans.
That's right, although, you know, we do like the birds. No, the Pelican Institute is Louisiana's free market think tank. So our job is to study, follow data, to understand how policy decisions made, for the most part, at the state level, the state legislature, but also nationally and locally, affect people, affect the opportunity to prosper. Our vision is that every person in Louisiana should have the opportunity to flourish. And so we research and then propose solutions to make the state a better place.
All right. So with that as the backdrop, tell me about this session and what your take is as far as what's been accomplished so far, what has yet to be done that should be done to make the state better for everybody.
Well, you know, it really is a important moment for the state. Are we going to make big transformational changes? We've talked about that before, you know, or sort of tinker around the edges. So, you know, it's been, I think, by and large, a pretty good session so far. The bills and issues that we're tracking, you know, are moving their way through the process. You know, the one that's taken up sort of a lot of the oxygen in the room, and that maybe is the biggest mixed bag, is the debate over insurance and legal reform.
So what kind of progress is being made as far as that goes? Real progress, and where are what specific bills?
Yeah. So, you know, on the good side of the ledger, the legislature has taken, you know, meaningful action on a number of issues related to lawsuit abuse. So first, they have addressed this thing called the Housley presumption.
Yeah, take a second with that, Daniel, because I started getting to that yesterday with Mike Bayham, and we ran out of time. And somebody else that I know and respect had not even heard of it, that knows a lot about the stuff in Louisiana. So tell me about the Housley Amendment, is it?
Presumption. Housley presumption.
Tell me what that is.
So basically, what this has the prevailing law is that a judge, before a case goes to the jury, one of these personal injury or auto accident cases, the judge instructs the jury to assume that any injuries by the plaintiff were caused by the accident. So regardless of whether you've had back pain for your whole life or just got it yesterday, the jury is instructed to assume that any injuries were caused by the accident at play in the case. So what the bill does is it removes that presumption. It stopped that instruction will no longer be given to the jury, and the jury can decide for itself. That's a big question, right? Especially when you're assigning damages, was this an injury caused by the defendant or the accident that's being discussed? So, if you start with the assumption that all injuries were caused by it, well, gosh, that drives jury decisions up pretty substantially.
Well, we got two things going on here, Daniel, and that's why I wanted to drill down on this a little bit, because first of all, the former insurance commissioner, Jim Donilon, would also always talk about soft tissue injuries, which is whiplash, these things. How can you prove them? How can you disprove them, right? And I might have told you, watching an old Sanford and Son episode where Fred's talking about whiplash rhymes with get cash, and while that's funny, and that was in 1972, it's not a lot different here in Louisiana. It seems as though it's that on steroids here in Louisiana now. So when it comes to this Housley presumption, soft tissue damage is one thing, but this goes to, for example, if somebody's got a chipped vertebra in the neck, and I used this example yesterday, that shows up on an x-ray with the Housley presumption, that could have happened 12 years ago. And if somebody goes to a doctor after an accident, say, and they're rear-ended, and this shows up on the x-ray, at that point, they can say that the accident caused that, and the jury is supposed to believe that, correct?
That's right.
Okay. I just want everybody to understand what's going on there.
That's right. And so, this is a big deal. It doesn't surprise me that, your well-informed friend didn't know about it. Most people don't. Mm-hmm. But the ones who do are the plaintiff's attorneys who are, and don't get me wrong.
That's huge, Daniel. I guess what I'm saying is that's a huge part of it that people don't understand, that to me, that's the keys of the kingdom there. That's everything. So with that said, what does this mean going forward for people with privacy of medical records? You can take me through that when we come back. Daniel Erspammer, our guest, CEO of the Pelican Institute. Again, I don't script interviews, and I want to talk about the Housley presumption, because if you have a chipped vertebra or something like that in your neck, vertebrae, however you say it, you could keep getting rear-ended every 3 years and keep collecting on that as a, like Social Security or something. 720, more when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Daniel Erspammer, CEO of the Pelican Institute, talking about insurance reform, legislative session, and car insurance and the Housley presumption. Not to get too far into the weeds, but again, Daniel, I coined the phrase, having played golf for money, in the weeds is where most of the cheating happens. So that's really where you have to pay attention. So somebody texted in. I want to make sure that I'm not talking through my golf hat here. With what you were just saying, Tommy, let's assume somebody goes to court, collects money for said chipped vertebrae, that there's another case 3 years later. They can attempt to collect money for the same chipped vertebrae, an attorney can't bring it up, or would the attorney even know about it? Is that what we're saying, Daniel?
Well, that's a good question, and I want to be careful, too, because I'm not 100% certain if you could use the same injury multiple times. It stands to reason that you could, based on the way the presumption is presented, but I'm not 100%
certain. How is the presumption presented?
Well, that the jury is only to hear evidence and to consider that the injury being presented was caused by the current accident. I don't know, however, just candidly, if a judge would throw out a conversation around an injury that a plaintiff had previously received damages for. I just don't know the answer to that.
But the devil is in the details, and it goes mm-hmm. to medical history. And I'm just wondering if this change to the Housley presumption affects any of that with patients, people's medical history. And if, for example, I'm going to claim that my neck was damaged in this accident. Would the other side have a chance to say, well, wait, let's go back and look if you've had a neck injury before?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, certainly doesn't violate any sort of medical privacy issues. But if your claim in a legal court is that an accident caused your injury, you have to, the way our court system works is you have to present evidence to prove that's true. Under the Housley presumption, you basically didn't have to. But in any other normal court proceeding, if you make a claim for damages, it's the onus is on you as the plaintiff to prove that there is a connection between the accident and your injuries, and you deserve to be compensated for it.
So what are you most happy about that they've addressed? I guess that would be one of them, the Housley presumption. What are some of the things that would make Louisiana better in the eyes of the Pelican Institute that still need to be done by this legislative session?
Yeah, there's a couple other bills that have made it through that change what's called modified comparative fault. Right now you can be 98% responsible for an accident and still win damages. So this addresses that issue and rebalances the playing field. And another one that says, if you're not insured, if you're not, you don't have skin in the game, you are responsible for some of the damages. We call it no pay, no play. So, a couple of good things. One that's still working its way through the legislative process that will make a big difference. And right now, the posture of the bill is not very strong. And this is something about medical billing. So, right now, current law in court, you've gone to a doctor for the injuries you're presenting. The only thing the jury gets to see is what I call the rack rate, the list price for a procedure. Well, anybody who's dealt with a hospital or a doctor in their lives and has seen a bill knows, regardless of whether you have private insurance or Medicaid or Medicare, there's a negotiated price. No one actually pays that list cash price. And so, talk about inflating jury awards. You may have a list price of $100,000, but the negotiated price from your insurance, your Medicaid or Medicare is maybe $5,000. Well, you've only paid $5,000, but you might get awarded for the $100,000. And that's just fundamentally not fair. So what we call for is full transparency, that the jury should see what was actually paid and make their decisions based on that. So debate going on in the legislature right now. We're hoping that measure gets strengthened along the way to something that more like represents what happens in Texas or Florida instead of what happens here in Louisiana.
All right, thank you, Daniel Erspemmer, CEO of the Pelican Institute. We'll talk to State Senator Kirk Talbot when we come back about the session right now, 7:30, time for WWL First News. 7:45, quarter to late. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday, May 29th, rainy day. Be aware of that. Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, joins us now. How you doing, Kirk?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kirk?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Let's talk about the session. When does it have? What does it sine die? When does it have to end?
It will end June 12th.
Is that the phrase sine die?
Yeah, it's sine die. That's correct.
What does it mean? You know,
I think it means something. The end. I think it's Latin. I'm not
sure. We'll have our staff look it up. We'll have the guys in the truck look it up.
I know what it means to us. It means we're done.
Amen is what it means to you in Latin. Let's talk about some of the things that you have done and are getting done. What's got your attention so far, and what are some of the things that still need to be worked on?
Well, obviously, the insurance bills. You know, the governor had a press conference yesterday, a bill signed several of the measures. Some of the measures are still working its way through the process, so they haven't gotten to him yet. But we've got some good bills passed, you know, things like modified comparative fault, no pay, no play, mandatory discounts for dash cameras in commercial vehicles, things like that. Good bills that were signed. We're still waiting on a collateral source medical bill transparency bill by Mike Reese. That hasn't got to the governor yet. It's still on the House side. So there's some good things going, and you know, things that other states do, Tommy. These aren't new ideas or things that we don't know, experimental, anything like that. We looked at other states, especially our neighboring states, to see, you know, where are we different? What are we doing different? Why are our rates the way they are? And that's what we kind of pulled together in this package.
Yeah, we've been talking about the Housley presumption last couple of days because I wasn't really aware of it. And then we kind of drilled down on it with Mike Boeheim yesterday and then Daniel Erspammer just now. Has that passed or not? Or have the revisions?
Housley presumption was signed yesterday.
Was signed yesterday.
Into law.
So does that mean that insurance companies can go back and review medical records of people making claims or not?
No, I think what it means is that, you know, if you hit me and I have bodily injury, I think the old law was it was presumed that everything that was wrong with me was caused in that accident, even though if I had bodily injury from a football injury years ago, you know, that was presumed to be caused by the auto accident. And now, you know, the plaintiff, you know, has to say, look, this is what the car wreck caused, not going back and things that were not caused by the car wreck. So it makes total common sense, and it's something that needed to be done. So
it does, and the devil is in the details, Kirk. And I was just wondering, is it incumbent upon the plaintiff to disclose that? And if they don't disclose it, are they in a fraudulent position? Or does the insurance company of the defendant have the right to go back and look at medical history to say, well, wait a minute, now hang on. You got, you know, this knee damage or that knee damage. How do we know it wasn't pre-existing? That's what
I think the latter is what it is.
So insurance companies would be able to do that?
Yes. Okay. I believe so, yes.
Hey, real quick, as far as procedures go, I got a text on this. I know they passed a bill to make kratom illegal in Louisiana. It passed,
yes.
And you talked about the governor signing bills. The governor doesn't have to sign a bill for it to become law, right? Or does he?
Correct. He can do three things. He can sign the bill, veto the bill, or let it become law without his signature.
So he would have to, any bill that passes, kratom or otherwise, any bill that passes, if the governor would have to actively veto it to prevent it from becoming law, just so people understand.
Correct.
This. Okay.
Correct.
All right. I want to talk
about
it's
rare, but yeah, sometimes governors let bills become law without their signature.
Wait, it is rare for that to happen?
It is rare. You don't see it a whole lot.
But when it comes to this kratom bill, chances are he's going to sign that, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he would sign it. I think he would sign it.
And even if he doesn't, it still becomes law. He would have to proactively take a step to veto it, and I don't see that happening at all for people that are texting.
I don't either.
No. Let's talk about your fortified roof program when we come back, all right, because that's about homeowners insurance, and everybody's concerned about that as well. We're talking to Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, about the session, 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:54, 6 till 8, talking to Kirk Talbot, the chairman of the Senate Insurance Commissioner. Kirk, I don't want to spend too much time on the Housley Amendment, but somebody texted in, the plaintiff has the burden to prove the other driver did the damage. Old law, any injury was assumed to be the result of the accident. And then somebody said, I'm all for insurance reform, but if I had a back injury 6 years ago before my wreck and the wreck re-injured it, I should be entitled for something for medical damages. Thoughts on any of that?
I think the way I read it, if your injury was caused by the car wreck, then you're going to get compensated for an injury that was caused by the car wreck. And I don't think that's changed.
Yeah, the reason I ask and all of that is that, you know, it's a long way from changing that to actually seeing decreased premiums. And I'm just trying to get into it a little bit more. Let's talk about fortified roofs. So the Senate Insurance Committee killed a proposal to require insurers to deliver a minimum discount to homeowners. However, they say that fortified roofs do work. The Center for Risk and Insurance Research says that houses were built to a higher standard, 70% less likely to have those claims. So how do you get from less likely to have claims to lower insurance rates without requiring the insurance companies to do that, or are they already doing it without being required to?
Well, let's talk about the bill that died first. Okay. So there's two other states that require a minimum discount for a fortified roof. One is a 3% minimum discount, and one is a 7%. That bill was at 20. And my thoughts were, if we pass that bill, we're going to chase insurance companies out of here. It was too high.
See, that's important. It was the percentage of the discount that was your concern, not the discount itself.
Right, right. And look, the free market's working on the fortified roofs. If you look at the state auditor did a very deep dive audit on fortified roofs and where discounts are from then to now, we're averaging a 22% discount already. And if you look at the LDI website, it will show you all the different companies that offer a discount for a fortified roof and what they're offering. Some companies are offering over 20%. Some are offering 30%, 35%. Some are 7%. Some are 15%. You know, insurance companies aren't all the same. Some of them might be more financially stable than others, or some might have the ability, because they're bigger, they can offer a bigger discount. Some may not. You know, you want to let the free market work there. But when I look at the average savings at 22%, Alabama, which is the state that has way more fortified roofs than anywhere in the country, they're averaging 20%. I feel good about that, and let's keep that going. If we do a minimum, I'm not opposed to that. You know, let's do, you know, I think a floor of a 3-7% is more realistic than putting that floor at 20. We're going to chase companies out of here, and I don't want to do that. We need companies coming here writing policies, because that's how we're going to start getting these rates start going down.
All right, so how do you get more people to get fortified roofs?
Well, right now we have the grant program where you can apply and get a $10,000 grant. We pump, you know, $15, $20 million into the program. As soon as the program is opened up, it sells out like a Taylor Swift concert, right? It's all on a lottery system, and that money flies out the door literally within minutes. I've got a bill that says, look, let's just give everyone, if you can front the money, we'll give you a $10,000 tax credit. So you can just put the roof on and claim a state tax credit. And if you don't have a $10,000 tax liability in 1 year, you can spread that out over 3 years. That bill will be heard in a House committee next week, and then on to the House floor. I think we've got a very good shot at passing it, and I think that's something that's really going to blow the doors open on the fortified roof program.
Do you think there's a support for that to pass?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do, because it's working. I mean, you can look at – I think Alabama just came out with a study when Hurricane Sally came through Alabama, and there were roofs that didn't lose a single shingle that had the fortified roof, and there were houses next to it or in that same area that had the roof blown off. So it works, and it works on lowering your rates. You can transfer that certificate to someone else when you sell the house. It increases the value of your home, and insurance companies fight to insure people with fortified roofs. They seek you out. They want you, you know, they offer you a better discount, obviously, because you have a fortified roof.
So we only have a second left here. Tax credits mean less is coming in. Does that have to be offset with cuts on the other side or not?
No, I mean, I think, obviously, a tax credit would mean you'd have less money going into the Treasury, but we give tax credits a lot in this building, Tommy, and I think it's, what better way to give tax credits to actual people with homes? I think it's a good thing.
That, you're right about that. Hey, real quick, does a roof have to be replaced to be fortified, or can you fortify a roof that's already on?
No, they replace it. They retrofit it. But an average roof, you know, I had one of my constituents just got a fortified roof. They have an average mid-sized home. They had to pay an extra $3,000 or $4,000 to do it, but it's well worth
it. But it's only when you replace the whole roof, correct?
Correct.
I got
correct.
You. Okay. Thank you, Kirk. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Kirk Talbot, Chairman.
Thank you.
You bet. Louisiana Insurance Committee. When it comes, when we come back, we'll talk to Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President. We're getting screwed even more on these bridge tolls. I'll explain when we return WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.